Thursday evening's concert, How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? The answer. What's the purpose of the concert?
Well, it's actually a preview concert for the concert we're giving in Carnegie Hall on March the 4th at 8 o'clock. So it will include all five of the selections that we're performing for the actually sold-out house at Carnegie Hall. And we'll also have three additional selections to fill out the program.
Now, my understanding is also part of the reason for the concert is to raise the last bit of money you need for the trip?
That would be a wonderful sideline to the concert, yes. We're several thousand dollars short of what we need to cover the entire cost.
How short are you? And I also understand that in your effort to make the trip, that you guys have really kind of cut back on the expenses for this trip. What are some of the things you've done?
First of all, the amount that we're short as of this moment is around $4,200. The things we've cut out are all excursions, and we cut out an extra night so that we're staying only three nights instead of four. We also have no meals in the plan for the students. The students will be eating on their own. So we did everything we possibly could to lower the overall trip cost and make it the best bargain possible for our students.
What does it mean to be taking part in the 13th Annual New York Wind Band Festival there at Carnegie Hall? What does it mean for you? What does it mean for the students involved?
Besides the fact that we would get 45 minutes of stage time on the most prestigious concert venue in America, being selected by World Projects was a matter of recommendation and reputation. We were recommended by their committee as the major university band program to send a group this year. In that regard, it's a singular honor.
And for these students who've had to come up with around, what is it, about $700 each to go on this trip, what does it say for the sacrifice that these students are making to be able to go and perform at Carnegie Hall? What does it say for their talent and their sacrifice?
I think it speaks well of the students because, in a way, they are carrying the name of USF out into the world in a venue of excellence. So USF's going to get a lot of recognition for this, but the students are the ones who are shouldering the cost. And I think it speaks very highly of their devotion to the ensemble, their desire to play in that venue, and their willingness to support USF in that manner.
And no matter how close you get, I mean, the plan is still you're going ahead and Carnegie Hall is the destination?
Yeah, that's the plan. Right now we're, what is it, in for a penny, in for a pound? We're in for the pound. We have quite a bit of money already invested in it, so one way or the other, mortgage my house, I don't know. We'll find a way to cover that remaining amount. Hopefully some folks will decide that this is a worthy cause and worthy of their support.
And one way to support is that concert. Go ahead one more time, please, and give me the details about that concert on Thursday.
The concert on Thursday is a preview concert of the concert we're giving in Carnegie Hall on March 4th. It's occurring in our USF, beautiful USF concert hall, and it starts at 7:30 on Thursday night, February 27th.